Diversity is still a big problem in classical music. Barely 4% of musicians in America are either African American or Latino, and even fewer serve as CEOs or board members in orchestral organizations. So conductor Jason Rogers has formed a new group called Orchestra Noir. The orchestra features all Black musicians, and Jason Rogers joins us now to talk a little bit more about his venture. Hi.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, it is a pleasure to be here and to be here with a real celebrity. Celeste is the granddaughter of William Grant Still, correct?
That is correct.
And he was a man of many firsts. First African-American to have his work premiere with a major orchestra. First African-American to conduct a major orchestra. First African-American to have his opera premiered with a major opera house.
That's right. Yeah, he did all those things.
Yes, he
did. I didn't have any part in them, but good on him. I want to also yes. welcome Kane Thomason Reedus. He's the Director of Community and Learning for the Detroit Symphony Orchestra and one of former classmates from U of M. Hi, Kane.
Wow.
Good morning, Celeste and Jason. Great to be with you.
It's awesome. Nice to have you with us as well. Jason, the Orchestra Noir will have only African-American players?
Yes, only African-American players. And the central purpose is to provide professional African-American orchestra musicians with another opportunity to do what they were trained to do and be compensated for it.
Now, there are a number of organizations, such as the Sphinx Organization, that work to try to place African-American and Latino players within existing organizations. Is that sort of cross-purposes with what you're trying to do?
Yes, I mean, when you provide those opportunities, it bridges its way to other venues and other aspects and other ways to get these players with different organizations.
It sounds like you're saying that after they've played with you, that allows them to maybe get some of those other gigs with the LA Philharmonic, et cetera, et cetera. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, and not necessarily. This is really to provide them with an opportunity to play here in Atlanta. And I mean, as with the experience that they will gain here, I'm sure it will somehow transfer over to other aspects of playing in their professional career as well.
Kane, this is something that I know that the Detroit Symphony Orchestra and other orchestras have put a lot of time into trying to address for years. Why have we not solved this problem?
Yeah, it's a tough issue. There's you know, one thing is classical music is one of those fields where to succeed at the highest level that we're talking about, a professional symphony career, typically that's something that you've begun your training anywhere between the ages of 2 and 10, depending on the instrument and your own background. You know, that's an early start you have to have to be competitive. There are certainly people that get it done starting later in life, but it's much, much, much harder. So, you know, we're looking at the kind of numbers where you're comparing it to being a NASA astronaut or being in the NBA, and we're saying, why can't we get that number to go up? And we're also saying at the same time, it's something that costs a lot of money that starts from early on, and you need a head start. You can't decide you want to do this in college. This is something you have to be working on from very early on. And this is at a time when arts education, music education specifically, are on the decline in public schools especially. So when you look at the way education is serving African-American, Latino, Hispanic populations, they are being less served in terms of music in a field that requires more preparation. So as much as groups like the DSO, the Detroit Symphony here, the Sphinx Organization, all of Jason's work, as much as we are all trying to change that metric, it is a tough one, and it takes a lot of cooperation, a lot of investment.
How much a problem, Jason, is culture? Because I know from experience that for a number of people in both African-American and Latinos families, classical music is not part of a culture that they grew up in. And in some cases, they feel that that's part of a culture which is actually in clashes with their own.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, according to the statistic, 1% of the members of American professional orchestras are African-American. And I don't think that's due to discrimination, really, as most major orchestras have employed the blind audition.
Let me explain a blind audition. They're actually behind a screen. So the people listening to those auditions are one side of the screen and they can't see the person who's playing.
Yep, that's right. And so I think the main issue is exposure. Orchestras are still searching desperately to find a real concrete and definitive model for introducing classical music to the majority of the African-American community. And with the proper and adequate exposure, that will produce more African-American classical fans who would then put their children on instruments. And then we'll increase the number of African Americans playing on stage in those major symphonies in years to come. And but,
so, go ahead, finish your thoughts.
And really, you know, really, the question is the million-dollar question is how do you expose? Well, you have to, of course, and orchestras have to incorporate the black composers, William Grant Still, like your grandfather, Florence B. Price, Scott Joplin, George Walker, who I actually had the privilege of playing for, great composer. But still, that's not enough. I think that orchestras forget that the majority of the black community, they have their own musical cultural heritage stemming from the African diaspora, jazz, Caribbean, more notably today, hip hop, R&B. Orchestras have to find a way to get that, to get those genres played in the concert halls. And that's what Orchestra Noir is too, sort of that bridge, that Rosetta Stone.
Bringing the new types of music.
So, yes.
I mean, Kane, the DSO is in kind of a similar position with Atlanta to a certain extent, in that you're talking about a city with a very large African-American population. But for a very long time, the DSO had one African-American player. Mm. So what do you think about this idea, Kane, then, of beginning an orchestra for just African-Americans, or maybe a different one that would only feature Hispanics? Could that help solve the problem?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. I mean, for me personally, I do not have a personal problem with culturally specific organizations like that, whether we're talking about African-American orchestras or Balkan dance groups or ballet folkloricos or whatever it is. If there's something that is seeking to bring culture to a particular group of people, especially if they've been excluded from it or just haven't been a part of it, I personally feel that's okay. I know there are people that take issue with that because they feel it in itself is another form of discrimination.
Segregation also.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it is different than that, because when you're looking at say the, you know, African American population being 13% of the country and 1% of orchestras, that points to a clear issue. And you know, when you are trying to fix something that we currently would call underrepresentation, mm-hmm. and is the result of decades of discrimination and segregation and exclusion and under-resources, mm-hmm. it is attempting to fix the problem, and it does require some pretty serious measures. So I don't personally have a problem with it. Now, I think it's one of many things we need to do. I think having orchestras that are very culturally specific is just fine and great and beneficial and amazingly powerful for the people that participate in them and that observe them. I think it's important, though, that they reach an audience that is as broad as possible. Because one of the things that we also have to do is change the broad cultural perception of who classical music is for. One of the reasons that African Americans might feel excluded from classical music is because a lot of the people that currently perform and support and attend classical music don't see it as a priority, don't even honestly imagine that there could be an entire orchestra of African-American musicians. Mm-hmm.
You mean they don't think there's enough African-American musicians to fill an orchestra?
Absolutely. They, if you actually asked the question, are there enough, they would probably say no. But they wouldn't even think of the question in the first place. That would just seem nonsensical, because it's, as you pointed out, Celeste, most orchestras around the country are similar to Atlanta and Detroit, where you've got one or two or maybe three African-Americans in the orchestra. So it's just
not a black conductor, but he or she mm-hmm. conducts the youth symphony. That's generally
right,
the pattern.
Right, yeah, yeah. There'll be the resident conductor, the assistant conductor, and that's, you know, the conducting pipeline is just as rigorous and just as in need of some serious investment in the diversity aspect as well. And, you know, one thing that's different about us in music and in classical music, you know, if we were the medical industry, if we were the business industry, if we were the military, we wouldn't be allowed to be this segregatory, if that's not even a word, what am I saying?
I don't know if it is. I think you just invented it.
Yeah, yeah, I completely did. We wouldn't be allowed to be this homogenous, to lack diversity with this degree of severity. Yep. They've come up with pipeline programs. They have come up with ways to make their fields diverse, and these are with the most important fields held the closest to the heart of our country. When you talk about business, when you talk about medicine, when you talk about military, these are things that people care about more than just about anything else, and they have either been forced or they have created their own way to become more diverse, and certainly more can be done, but they're figuring out. If you can figure out a pipeline for black business leaders and black doctors, you can certainly figure out a pipeline for black orchestral musicians. Mm-hmm. It just has to be a priority. It has to have buy-in, and you have to show the benefit. We can't just say that we need black people playing music. You have to say why, and you have to say why is it a problem if they're not.
Mm-hmm. It's a thorny problem, but is the Orchestra Noir only, we only have about 30 seconds. Are you only going to be playing music by African Americans and minorities, or are we going to hear some Beethoven and Bach?
We will hear some Beethoven and Bach. We will integrate that with hip hop, R&B, and we will make the two come together very wonderfully.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Jason Rogers is the conductor of the Clarkston Civic Orchestra and the newly created Orchestra Noir, and Kane Thomason-Reedus is the Director of Community and Learning for the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Kane and Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.